off the plane, so I had 12 hours to on and off think about what to speak about. And of course, there's a lot to talk about. And I was thinking how Eretz Yisrael is a place filled with opportunities, ruchnistic opportunities, which we speak about many times, what a person can gain and grow in Eretz Yisrael. And there are many great gedolim that their desire and their drive was, they yearned to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't make it. There were other great gedolim that made it to Eretz Yisrael. Nowadays, we come to Eretz Yisrael, we have that zechus, that privilege to be here in Eretz Yisrael. Some of us for a year, some for two, some for three, and some for more. And hopefully throughout our years in Eretz Yisrael, we gather, we take whatever we could in our growth, in ruchnius, in building our mishpachas, planting the shroshim to our future. And usually at the Siddur's Prey, though, what the speakers speak about is how one needs to take those milas and be able to go back to Chutz Laaretz and hold on to them. And each mila that they grew in, to continue to grow and not to lose it. And hopefully be able to be mashpia those milas onto the others in Chutz Laaretz. I think tonight, at tonight's Siddur's Prey, besides the roishim that Eretz Yisrael did for Mendy, which was tremendous from those that were close to Mendy, and already he rubbed off a lot of that onto myself, and Yoni Betochen, and Yoni, just, you're always standing us on the side of the Rebbeinu Shlom, Rebbeinu Shlom's with you in every situation, as difficult as it may be, and there were many difficult situations. But Mendy made a roshim on Eretz Yisrael. And I feel that tonight's Siddur's Prey is not just us, Kila Zichron Nasasvi, feeling the Preda, but it's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. Mendy began in Shari Chesed, already opening shuls there, moved over to Ramat Eshkol. He started a kila where the kila has Baruch Hashem, a shul, a minyan, and there's a lot more that we need to still grow and build in the kila. But that roshim that Mendy has planted over here, the shroshim that we have over here, that we need to let the tree grow, and hopefully we'll all be able to benefit from the peiris. And that's a Siddur's Prey that it's more than just we're Kashalai Pridaschem, but I think Yerushalayim is also crying out, Ramat Eshkol is crying out, that there's still so much more that we need, that Mendy could really help us with. But with the guidance of his Rebbeim, it came time that he has to leave. So it leaves on to the Bnei Chabura, Yidagu Koch Bnei Chabura, we have to worry, how will we continue this? But I believe that Mendy, even if he's not here, wherever he may be, from knowing him well, he'll always be involved in helping us continue to grow and continue to strive to the goals that and the dreams that he had. One very important lesson that I learned from Mendy, just being with him, one of many, is this idea of thinking positive, and no matter what one would say or do, whether it's good or bad, it's from the Bayir Oila. And there's always a tefillah before every meeting, a tefillah after every meeting, a tefillah during every meeting, that it should all work out. Even when he had a meeting with me myself, it was not me, that should work out. But Kolshke, when we had to go to other places, and he spent a lot of time himself in the other places. But it was hand in hand with the Rebbeinu Shlom. And we see that slacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to those without going into length about different dargis of bitachin, our Maseir based on the Rambam and my Nevuchim and the Rambam and his son in Amasvig Loide Hashem, where he's Meirich on the Yoni Bitachin reliance on Hashem, the different Meilas, the different dargis. I believe men is from the highest dargis over there, very close to the high Madregis of the Nevi'im. And there were times where it was Pasha relying on Nisim, which a regular person has no right to do. But for someone who's a real big teach, has the right to do it. It's a time if he doesn't sometimes. If the Nevuah came to him, he had a Nevuah that can happen, he has to rely on it. But, and like I said, I'm going through the Arichs over there, but there's a lot to learn from. Mendy's way of just taking care of everything in the shul. From behind the scene and making sure that it works out. It's midah tznius. Midah tznua, which is a tremendous maila, tremendous midah. It's being done for the sake that it has to be done rather than for what others will think. And these are milas which he was machasa from us, only we got a small amount of it. Like we said, that the milas that he has grown from over here in Eretz Yisrael, which are so loud and growing, she's able to continue him and his whole entire family and continue to do good and help Klal Yisrael out wherever they may be, and surely to continue to think about Yerushalayim, Raman Eshkol, and the future of Klal Yisrael's Eretz Yisrael, the Makam of the Raman Shlela, place of Kedusha, and should have a lot of Hatzlacha, whatever he does.